About 70 truckers lined up their rigs on 22nd Street near Causeway Boulevard in Tampa this morning to protest high fuel prices. They were joining in a loosely formed protest across the country, hoping to pressure President Bush to stabilize prices by using the nation's oil reserves. Lakeland resident Jen Coolidge says she and her husband have been in the trucking business for over 40 years combined, and says it's never been harder than right now to be an independent truck driver.
My husband and I are involved in hauling freight, and my husband right now is coming back from Wheeling, West Virginia, and he's speaking with friends that he has driving across the country who are telling him, for example, they're looking at the boards in Jackson, Mississippi, advertising loads going to Baton Rouge, 650 miles from Jackson, and paying only $400. And a lot of people aren't aware of the cost in running a trucking business, from IFTA, that's the taxes that you have to pay to run into a state, the gas taxes that you have to pay, you have to buy fuel if you run in those states, maintenance, tolls, representation in the event that you're targeted by law enforcement, so they can raise revenue. So people need to understand that every aspect of their lives, everything that they touch, every medicine that they take, every food item that they consume is brought to them by a trucker.
I think that the independent truck driver has an intense job every day anyhow, and some more people are learning about that now. Obviously, these prices in diesel gasoline today at roughly $3.99 per gallon, up from $2.81 a year ago. Tremendous increase for independent truck drivers. So this walkout today, if you will, in the next, maybe the next couple days, what can we do other than hopefully have gas prices go down lower?
Well, one of the things that the American consumer needs to understand is that these truck drivers are paying a very dear price, not only for walking off of the job today, but for the rest of the week, because they want the consumer to recognize that the store shelves are not filled as they usually are. And one of the other things that they need to understand is that not only are they doing this for themselves, but they're actually doing this on behalf of the American consumer, because if gas prices continue to increase, you're going to see a level of inflation that we haven't seen since the 70s during the Nixon era.
So this will continue probably the rest of this week?
Yes, this is going to continue for the rest of the week. From what I understand, J.B. Hunt, Schneider, Warner, Walmart have all pulled their trucks. I've spoken with representatives from the American trucking industry in Washington, D.C., who have told me that they cannot support or endorse the strike for fear of retribution from the government in violating antitrust laws. I have been on the phone this morning with our elected officials, and I use that term loosely, especially in reference to Mr. Martinez's office, because they not only have not been receptive, I was kept waiting an excess of 20 minutes just trying to leave an already full voicemail, a message saying, what are you doing? We're hurting down here. The American consumers are hurting down here. We can't make it here anymore.